Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Happy New Year, everybody. Good to be with you again, as always. Thank you for those of you who've been hanging around with me this morning. Thanks for staying with us. And those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. Let me remind you that my website is www.jbsba.com. This should be an outstanding week for you to join the happy throng of 10,000 subscribers to our newsletter. And I encourage you to do that, because this is the week when you have, if you subscribe this week, you get not only my resolutions, my 2004 small business resolutions, but you also get, well, you'll get that this week, and then on Sunday you'll get my predictions, my 2004 predictions for these are global, national, and small business predictions that I make. Let me introduce you yet again, after lo these many years, to our good friend Joanna Brandy. Joanna is one of our top salesman customer care experts. She is the author of a number of books, including Building Customer Loyalty, and she's our good friend. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Happy New Year.
Joanna Brandy, so good to have you back.
I can't wait for those predictions. They were good last year.
Well, you know what? I was, in 2002, I was 12 of 16, and in 2003, I was 14 of 18.
You're pretty good. I just kind of wonder every once in a while, do you, like, take out a crystal ball and put it on your desk?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I have, it's called the Small Business Advocate Crystal Ball. Yeah,
okay.
I
actually do you have a special hat or something that you wear?
I put a little beanie on. It's got a little propeller on the top, you know. And I put that on, and I pull my pants, you know, way up under my arms, and you know, look really geeky. And then I look into the crystal ball.
There you go.
That's an image people really didn't want in their mind right now, right?
With the propeller spinning.
That's exactly, yeah. Joanna. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, when you think about it, though, don't we have to be good at a little bit of, you know, predicting the future in order to run a small business? You really have to be ahead of the curve.
You're exactly right, Joanne. And what we've got, and this is one of the hard things for small business owners to do, especially in the early days, especially when we don't have a lot of help, nearly enough help. And that is to literally get in, I say literally, at least in our minds, get up in another orbit from what's going on in the mm-hmm. fray and the fracas of our business down on the sales floor, so to speak, but get up in another orbit and look down on the business on and look around you. You get a different perspective. You get different horizons. And if you can't do that, then you're always going to be dealing with crisis management, aren't you?
Absolutely. Well, that's what you call working on the business, not working in the business.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we talk about setting that as an, you set resolutions. I don't do resolutions. I do intentions. I spent so many years breaking my own resolutions that I decided, let's wipe the slate clean and start with a new word.
All right.
I actually do better setting intentions. So maybe one of the intentions that we all ought to think about putting in place this year is the intention to take time to, as you put it, get into another orbit. I call it time for reflection. Stephen Covey calls it sharpening the saw.
By the way, he's going to be on the show next Tuesday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Stephen Covey's going to be right here, folks. I'm sorry, Joanna, go ahead.
I just saw him speak recently, and he's breathtaking.
He heard about us. He just couldn't wait to be on our show.
That is so cool.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now go ahead.
So I'm wondering what kind of intentions you're setting for this upcoming year, and I'll share a few of the ones that I think people ought to be sharing around customer care before we go.
But what are kinds of things? I am intending to make sure that my business is geared for the new challenges of the 21st century, but also the new opportunities of the 21st century. I really believe one of the things that I've been talking a lot about and writing a lot about in the last 2 or 3 years has been to include that term, 21st century, because mm-hmm. what that does is that keeps reminding me that there are some things that are different about this century from the last century.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's amazing how they sort of switched over almost with the clock, almost with the calendar. And one of those things is globalization. One of those things, and globalization is not just Chrysler being absorbed by Mercedes or China becoming a big competitor. Globalization is everybody's doing it because of the internet.
It's you and I having subscribers in India and
That's
Africa.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought, Joanna. We're going to be right back after these messages with our good friend Joanna Brandy, 22. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, on New Year's Day, I will be here for the 7th New Year's Day in a row. I will be doing this show live and in person, broadcasting live, as I did. We just did our 7th Thanksgiving, our 7th Christmas. This will be our 7th New Year's Day, and as we do every day, we're here Monday through Friday. We'll be here all week. Be sure to tip your waitresses. Joanna Brandy is our good friend and our guest. She's the author of 54 Ways to Stay Positive. She's the author of Building Customer Loyalty. She's the author of Winning at Customer Retention, and on she is the customer care lady. And Joanna, give us your website, please.
That's customercarecoach.com.
Customercarecoach.com. All right.
Well, that's our new program, the one that we developed this last year, mm-hmm. most specifically for small businesses. For companies that don't have the kind of, like you said earlier, we generally don't have enough people. This is for companies that really neither have the people, the time, or the budget to do training on an ongoing basis. And this is a training program that comes to the manager, so the manager can then train and coach the team in customer care. It's a mastery program.
And that's still available.
Oh, it's available all the time.
All right, yeah.
And it's available
all
the time.
46 segments? 40 versions?
40 segments, yeah. It's 9 months, and you get a lesson each week.
Well, folks, you've heard me talk about some of the things that you can get online, some of the capability that in years past you had to travel to do, to go. You had to spend thousands of dollars to get this kind of training, and especially for you and your employees. And Joanna has provided an example of one of these things, one of these training programs, these online training programs that comes right into your little small business right there on your desktop and helps you do a better job of taking care of your customers. And it's a classic example. It's a perfect example of what I've been talking about when I say that you've got to take advantage of these things so that you don't get behind, so that you stay current, and so that you're able to do what I said a while ago, which is to make sure that you're ready for the challenges and the opportunities of the 21st century.
And one of the biggest challenges is how are we going to keep our customers loyal? You know, the Internet, Jim, is I call it the great leveler. Mm. You know, I don't have to put up with somebody's bad service anymore. I can find almost anything I want at my time schedule and probably at a price I want if I go searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I no longer, with a few exceptions, I no longer have to put up with poor service because there are so many companies out there. There are so many businesses where I can spend my money that, you know, keeping customers loyal is harder than it ever was before.
Yes, it is.
Before,
and you're exactly right. I mean, it's there's nothing that's more damaging than for a customer to think that you're indifferent about them being there.
Absolutely.
And I went to a store yesterday, and you would have thought I was in the way. You would have thought I was an imposition. You would have thought I was an imposition in their life. I mean, think about this. I lay down money. They hand me the product, and they say, here you go. Here you
and
go.
Of course, you being polite said,
I said,
thank you.
I said, excuse me.
Oh, did you?
And here you go. And I said, you know, are you glad I came in today? What do you mean? Aren't you glad? Who do you think pays your payroll? Who do you think funds your the payroll check? I don't know.
Sometimes
I go off on them. I do. I don't do it as much as I used to, but I still do it. I still stand there until they say thank you.
Well, that's a good thing.
Much to the chagrin of the people, I'm the only one saying thank you. Much to the chagrin of the people around me who get embarrassed when I do that. But you know, one of the things we've got to do in 2004, Joanna, we've all got to, even if we all think we're doing a good job of taking care of our customers, we've all got to find new ways to do a better job of that, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So in setting intentions at the beginning of this year, some of those intentions for the business really should sound like, how do I make it easier to do business with me? How do I make my product or my services more user-friendly? How can I be one step ahead of what the customers need? You know, you were talking about your crystal ball. And, you know, we make fun of that, but that comes from the fact that you pay attention and you are not afraid to use your own intuition. Many people, you know, we've never looked at intuition as a business skill, but intuition is most definitely a business skill, and they have done studies that show that people that run companies, there's something that goes along with the entrepreneurial nature. CEOs of companies actually score higher on the kinds of tests that they give, you know, to see if you have a little ESP or whatever they call it. It's not extrasensory perception. Mm-hmm. We all have it. But in our world, we've been taught to ignore it. And then after the especially men. And after the fact, when something goes wrong, we say things like, oh, darn it, I knew I should have done it that other way.
But sometimes we know it, we hear it, we it becomes evident to us, but we don't have the courage to stick with it, to believe it, and to put it into action.
Yes, because we don't necessarily have any logical backup to prove. We're so scientifically minded, you know. We're looking for the triple blind study on everything to make sure and to prove, you know.
But those guys that you mentioned, those people that you mentioned who are those successful CEOs, those successful entrepreneurs, if you research them a little bit, you find out that they were no more intuitive than others were. But the difference was they had courage.
They had the courage to follow up on it. So a good affirmation for the new year might be, I will have the courage to follow my intuition.
Yeah, yeah, to believe what my head and my heart and my gut are telling me, all three of those.
Yeah.
Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Joanna Brandy, the author of 54 Ways to Stay Positive. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Happy New Year to everybody. We're visiting with our good friend Joanna Brandy. And Joanna, thank you for making 2003 another great year. And I'm looking forward to having a good 2004 with you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, too.
You know, folks, Joanna's coming up. She's been with us. She's been with us a long time. She's one of our longest-term Brain Trust members. And I'm looking here at my records. You know, we're like baseball. We keep the records. Actually, you know what, Joanna? We're only 5 days away from your 6th anniversary with us.
Isn't that amazing?
Did you know that?
That's amazing. Well, you know, we do talk about loyalty, Jim. So, you know, we have this loyalty thing going here.
Well, you're loyal to small business owners like nobody I know. And we appreciate your time and your information. Give us some intention. Give us another intention as we head off into the
next. Well, I think a couple of other intentions.
Segment.
Let's see. This year, I'll be a better problem solver. So that might mean if someone intends to be a better problem solver, that might mean that they learn some listening skills or that they learn some more problem solving skills. We do have a lot up at the Customer Care Coach, and I urge people to go to the website and just take a look at what we've got there, customercarecoach.com. Mm-hmm. But ask yourself questions like, you know, or say things. I like intentions better. This year I intend to find 5 more ways to deliver value to my customers.
5 more ways to deliver value.
To deliver value to my customers.
What does that mean? What does deliver value mean?
Oh, that means find out what the customer needs and wants and show up with it. So
instead of what I've got to sell.
Well, instead of what you've got to sell. Find out what the customer's really buying. So delivering value could look like anything from getting rid of the automated answering system and actually picking up the phone to teaching people better relationship skills so that they listen more empathetically. Delivering value could look like an extra article every month or delivering a newsletter full of information that your customers could use. Delivering value can look hundreds and hundreds of different ways.
How about saving customers time? I'm going to say
that's
this.
Huge.
I've been saying this for a long time, Joanna.
Time
I'm
going to
say
constant.
It as long as I can draw breath. In the 21st century, believe it or not, folks, and I know you probably think I'm nuts, but it's the truth. Customers value their time more than they value their money. At least the customers that you want. Let the other customers go to Walmart.
Well, that's another good intention, is define the customers that you want and do everything you can to be everything for them. Don't go looking for customers and find your niche. Be picky about
you don't
who
need
you take
everybody.
On as your customer.
You don't need everybody. In fact, you don't want everybody. Believe it or not, you don't want everybody.
That's where people have trouble with loyalty. They attract the wrong kind of customers and then wonder why they can't keep them. Better to focus your energy, your budget, and your attention on those customers most likely to be loyal to you and bring their friends and bring more business.
Yep.
Customers you can have a dialogue with, then offering the half-price specials and all that kind of stuff that's going to bring you the people that are always out looking for a bargain. Because if they were out looking for a bargain when they found you, they're going to be out looking for a bargain afterwards.
And the people who fit that profile that Joanna just gave you have friends who are just like them.
Exactly.
And they're always saying, where can I find this? I wish I could find somebody who could do a good whatever. And these people will say, hey, I got that. I got that.
That's
person.
The first thing I do when I need a new vendor.
Yeah.
Is I call people I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I no longer believe the marketing messages. Everything's gotten so slick out there. I no longer believe what I see, like most customers. But I do believe, like if I need someone, I call you up or I call one of my other friends up and I ask, how do I find a good printer? I think you were the one who sent me to my printer.
Mm-hmm.
How do I find a good printer? Who have you had good results with? Who do you already trust? Who's got some good prices and high quality? I mean, you're only going to find that out from somebody's, from another customer.
Right.
You can't trust somebody's marketing message anymore because you know what? Websites are gorgeous and it doesn't take much to put up a really fabulous website, but the website or the salesperson doesn't necessarily tell you the truth about the experience you're going to have. The key thing I think in the coming year is the customer experience, and the customer experience is the sum total of all the feelings that the customer has as a result of doing business with you at any interaction. So the key thing is, what can I do to define and consistently create an exquisite customer experience.
Joanna, that's going to have to be the last word, and a wonderful one it is. Thank you for helping us send us off into the new year. It's good to be with you as always. We're looking forward to having a great 2004 with you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Joanna. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. I will see you on New Year's Day right here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.